Well, right now we are 1 week away from Easter. We're heading into Holy Week, and that is the time where we tell stories of Jesus' last week, his last days, his last hours before he died. And it always starts with the story of Palm Sunday, which is when everyone was in the city for this big religious festival. Everyone was crowding into the city, and Jesus showed up right in the thick of things. He showed up on the back of a donkey, which was kind of pathetic, but people were still hailing him as king. That's what it meant when they said Son of David. That was a way of hailing him as a king. And it threw the whole city in turmoil, and everyone was asking, who is this? Who is this? That's why I wanted us to say that all in unison through the scripture reading, because that's a question that we can really ponder in our hearts as we study this story. Who is this? But before we dive into this story, let's pause for a moment of prayer. O God of Lent and God of Holy Week, thank you for bringing us once more to the story of what your Son did for all people. Prepare us now for what he might do in us today. Amen. Well, when you work in a church, you start to kind of dread these big church holidays like Palm Sunday and Easter, because these holidays make kids go a little crazy. Pastor David even said, I love how on Palm Sunday we're celebrating the Prince of Peace, and to celebrate the Prince of Peace during worship, we give kids all these sharp sword-like objects. Things get a little crazy this time of year. And the same thing happens at Christmas. Worship services get co-opted by these kids, all hyped up on sugar and toys. I have a pastor friend who remembers one Christmas service where she was trying to preach, but this little boy kept interrupting the sermon. He kept shouting, I want to see Santa Claus. I want to see Santa Claus. She tried to keep speaking, but the boy's voice grew more and more insistent, and he even got up and started dancing around in front of the altar, hopping around. I want to see Santa Claus. I want to see Santa Claus. It got so bad that right there in the middle of the service, a family stood up and stormed out. And the father of that family later emailed my friend. That disruption was atrocious, he said. Something should have been done about that boy. He was out of control. We are not coming to this church ever again. On the day Jesus rode into the city on a donkey, children kept shouting there in the temple. They kept shouting, and the disruption was atrocious. Something should have been done about them. They were out of control. They kept saying, Hosanna, Hosanna to the Son of David. But when the chief priests and the scribes saw the amazing things that Jesus did and heard the children crying out in the temple, Hosanna to the Son of David, they became angry. Don't you care, Jesus? Don't you care that these kids are ruining worship? They said to him, do you hear what these are saying? Jesus said to them, yes. Have you never read out of the mouths of infants and nursing babies, you have prepared praise for yourself? But listen, I've heard the sounds that infants make, and I wouldn't exactly call it praise. If it were up to me, they would stay out of the temple. But it's not up to me. It's up to Jesus. I guess Jesus is always trying to bring in people I would rather leave out. We might think that Palm Sunday is about who Jesus wants to keep out of the temple. We might think it's about driving out the money changers and the people selling doves. We might think it's about making sure that God's house is a house of prayer, not a den of robbers. But I think Palm Sunday is also about who Jesus wants to keep in the temple, who we want to keep out, but Jesus wants to keep in. You got to listen closely or you almost miss it. The blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he cured them. No big deal, right? The blind and the lame are always coming to Jesus, and he's always healing them. But here's the issue. They came to him in the temple. That's not okay. Everyone knew that according to 2 Samuel, the great King David had prohibited the blind and the lame from coming into his house. And everyone knew that according to the laws of Leviticus, the blind and the lame were forbidden from offering sacrifices to God. Holy Scripture said, "No one who has a blemish shall draw near. One who is blind or lame, or one who has a mutilated face, or a limb too long, or one who has a broken foot, or a broken hand, or a hunchback, or a dwarf, or a man with a blemish in his eyes, or an itching disease, or scabs, or," well, then it gets pretty graphic. You can read it for yourselves. But the point was, none of these people were allowed to draw near as a priest draws near. None of these people were allowed to offer sacrifices to God in the temple. But when Jesus comes on the scene, he changes all that. That's what happens when Jesus enters a house of worship. He brings in people who've never been in before. He brings in kids. He brings in the blind and the lame. And this is what makes people angry. They ask, "Do you hear what these are saying?" And Jesus says, "Yes." And so the countdown begins, because now his days are numbered. He's gone too far opening up the temple like this. You can't let just anyone in. And so Holy Week goes on into Good Friday when everything comes to a head. Why? Why was this so upsetting to people in authority, the people in high positions of leadership in their faith community? Why did they get so angry? I once heard about a woman who was on a spiritual retreat where the participants of the retreat were asked to think of someone who represents Christ in their life. It's a really sweet question. You could think of someone who represents Christ in your life. Like, who shows a lot of compassion and mercy? Or who do I know that is really present with people who are suffering? Or who do I know that shares God's love with all? That would be the person who represents Christ in my life. But the woman on this retreat had a different answer to share with her fellow participants. She stood up and said, "I had to think hard about this one. Who represents Christ in my life? I kept thinking, well, who is it that told me the truth about myself so clearly that I wanted to kill him for it? The chief priests and the elders are not ready to hear the truth about themselves. The scribes and the leaders are not ready to hear the truth about themselves, to hear the truth about who they've been keeping out of the temple. But Jesus comes in, and with him comes the truth. And that makes us want to kill him. So who represents Christ in our lives today? If any of you use social media like Facebook and Instagram, you may have seen this one post last week that caught so much attention and spread so quickly it made headlines in newspapers. Apparently, it all started when a toddler named Sophia was learning how to use the potty like a big girl. And her mom and dad agreed that after one full month of success using the potty, Sophia could pick out a prize at Target. So Sophia and her mom went shopping, and Sophia set her sights on a new doll. And when they went to check out at the cash register, the clerk saw the baby doll and asked Sophia, "Are you going to a birthday party?" Sophia and her mom gave the clerk a blank stare. She pointed to the doll. "Did you pick her out for a friend?" Again, the mother and child didn't know what she meant. Sophia's mom explained, no, she just finished potty training, so we told her she could pick out a prize. The clerk got a puzzled look on her face and turned to the toddler. "Honey, are you sure this is the doll you want?" You see, Sophia had light-colored skin, and the doll she picked out had dark-colored skin. The clerk said, "We have lots of other dolls that look more like you. She doesn't look like you." At this point, Sophia found her voice. "Yes, she does," she said. "She's a doctor, and I'm a doctor. And she's a pretty girl, and I'm a pretty girl. She looks like me." And when her mom later wrote about the incident on Facebook, it spread like wildfire. Before long, it had 43,000 comments and had been liked by over 500,000 people. Children show us the truth about ourselves. That's why it's easier to keep them out of the temple, because they tell us the truth. And maybe that's why Jesus says, "Truly I tell you, unless you change and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." You see, children haven't yet been taught the prejudices and the biases that we hold. Now, they'll pick up on them soon enough, but early in their lives, they just have this simple trust. They have a gift for seeing not the ways we're different, but the ways we're all beautiful. And they haven't yet learned the ways of the world, that we should stick to our own kind and be with people who look like us and not stray too far from the nest. They haven't yet learned the ways of the world. They still belong to the kingdom. And so Jesus says, out of the mouths of infants and nursing babies, you have prepared praise, because it's the children who are crying out in the temple. It's the children who keep shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David." They can see that Jesus really is the king, so they have to cry out. They haven't yet learned the ways of the world, that we should be quiet in church and keep our praise to ourselves and stay nice and decent and don't make waves. But they see Jesus coming in on the back of a donkey, and they're bold enough to say, "Hosanna to the king." They haven't yet learned the ways of the world, that our leaders need to prove themselves by might, and our kings need to wipe our enemies off the face of the earth, not ride on a donkey and heal blind people and open up temples. But it takes a big imagination to see what God is doing when it looks like a weakling riding on a donkey, or someone touching the blemished and the blind. It takes a big imagination to see the face of God in the man hanging on the cross. But these kids have a big enough imagination to know the truth and to call it like they see it. So maybe the way to praise God isn't by saying, "I want to see Santa Claus," but it is a way to praise God when children get to lift their voices in a house of worship. God has prepared praise through children crying out in a temple, or crying out in our homes, or on the streets of our neighborhood. Children who tell us the truth, that our King is coming, that indeed he is here. Will you pray with me? Oh, Lord, forgive us for not recognizing you when you come to us, when you come to us in humility. Forgive us for not listening to the voices around us that are telling us the truth of who you are, the truth of what your kingdom looks like. God, I pray that you would transform all of us into those truth tellers, that we would go forth from this place ready to proclaim your message of love for all. Amen.